Well, Merry Christmas. We are just approaching the day that we mark as Christmas, but how do you know it's Christmas? Is it the lights? Is it the decorations? Is it the people in traffic? Is it the stores? People getting off work for the week. How do you know it's Christmas time? You know, as we approach Christmas, we're reminded of God's great sign and his message that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, who was with us. That's Emmanuel. Today, we're in an Old Testament text about the prophecy of that sign, and the sermon text today is in the chapter Isaiah chapter 7 verses 10 through 16. So if you have a copy of God's word, I invite you to turn to that with us this morning. And the message today is the sign of Emmanuel. You see, the Old Testament was always the sign of the Messiah to come. The New Testament is the fulfillment of that in Christ. So today we're going to look at the sign of Emmanuel here in Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10. The scripture says, I'm going to read this here for us this morning. Again, the Lord spoke to Achaz, ask a sign of the Lord your God, let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven. But Achaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. And he said, hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. When Achaz, the king of Judah here in the 8th century B.C. of Judah, when King Asad was in trouble, he decided to trust man rather than God, even when God offered him a sign of his own choosing. And Christmas time also reminds us that we have been given a sign that demands whom we will trust. So how do you know it's Christmas? There was a school in Kentucky this past week that had their Christmas play. And in their Christmas play was the Charlie Brown Christmas. But the Charlie Brown Christmas in this school, the superintendent had to strip away everything that was religious or anything that was from the Bible. And so the Charlie Brown Christmas comes all the way down to the very end where Linus is telling Charlie Brown what Christmas is really all about. And he reads the text from the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. But you see, in the Christmas play, they couldn't say that. So when they got to this part, the child just in this Christmas play this year simply had to say, and that's what Christmas is all about. And he left out the real story of Christmas. So how could they tell the Christmas story if they didn't have Christ in Christmas? They really couldn't. But today we need to understand that each of us, that Christmas is not just about the lights and the decorations and the gifts and the tree. Christmas is a sign for us of the hope that we have in Christ that was given to us. This is a text here about the King Achaz here in 8th century B.C. Judah. Now, some of you came in this morning, you weren't expecting a history lesson, and so when we look at this text, you might think, what do I have to do with the king of ancient Judah in the 8th century B.C.? Well, actually, you have a lot in common with this king, and I want us to see this morning. The first thing on my outline this morning is we need to listen for God's message. We need to listen for God's message in your life. You see, King Achaz is caught between literally a rock and a hard place. He is experiencing a situation where his faith is challenged. He is facing the conquering nation of Assyria far to the north, and the northern kingdom of Israel and Syria are ganging up on him in order to defeat Syria. And so they're coming at him. And they're attacking him. And he's saying, what should I do? What should I do? And he doesn't know what to do. And he goes out to study his defenses outside the Jerusalem wall. And the prophet meets him right there. And he says to them, he's like, he tells them to trust the Lord. You see, the obvious solution for many of us seems to appear just to trust man. And that's what we do in situations where times become tough for each of us. When we don't understand how to pay the bills, or we don't understand how to handle relationships that seem to go bad. Sometimes many of us just seem to turn the other way, or the way that everyone else is doing, or to seek answers from other people. And this is what Ahaz was doing, actually. He was actually doing everything but turning to faith in Christ. He was actually doing everything that everybody else was doing. He was worshiping false idols. He was worshiping and setting up casts in bronze and images of false idols. He was casting his sons through the fire. He was doing every pagan practice. He was doing what everybody else was doing. And now he has this situation coming towards him where he's being attacked. And in fact, in the text earlier in verse 2, when he finds out about this here in Isaiah 2, the text says, when the house of David was told Syria is in league with Ephraim, the heart of Ahaz and the heart of his people shook as the trees of the forest shake before the wind. He's terrified. He's literally shaking in his boots. And he doesn't know what to do. And he's doing everything but coming to God. He's doing every false practice. And he is terrified, and his nation is terrified. You see, he was fearful because he assumed he was in danger. And while it looked like he was in danger, God spoke to him. And earlier in the text here in Isaiah 7, God spoke to him. And he said to him, verse 4, be careful, be quiet. Do not fear, and do not let your heart be faint because of these two smoldering stumps of firebrands at the fierce anger of Rezin in Syria and the son of Remaliah. Because Syria with Ephraim and the son of Remaliah has devised evil against you, saying, let us go up against Judah and terrify it, and let us conquer it for ourselves and set up the son of Tabeel as king in the midst of it. And God continues to speak. And thus says the Lord, it shall not stand, and it shall not come to pass. God spoke to the king and he told him, it shall not stand and it shall not pass. But sometimes we don't often think of that. We make assumptions, and sometimes our assumptions are what everybody else is doing. If the person down the street, if the neighbor, or seeking counsel of others for our problems rather than seeking God. God spoke to the king and he told him not to fear these things, and that they will not stand. But just like the king, sometimes we seek the counsel of others too, and we make assumptions. There's a story about a national magazine photographer who was sent to go cover a great forest fire out west, and he goes to this airstrip to make arrangements to take aerial photography of this great forest fire. So when he gets to the airstrip, he finds that the plane and the pilot are there waiting for him. So he gets to the airstrip, jumps in the plane with his equipment and his cameras, and he tells the pilot, he goes, take off, let's go. And the pilot turned the plane around, and up in the air they went. And as soon as they got up in the airborne, the photographer told the pilot, he said, all right, now I want you to go to the north of the fire, and I want you to make slow-moving passes over the fire. To which the point, the pilot turned to him and he said, why do you want to do that? And he said, well, I'm a photographer. Hello? That's what photographers do. They take pictures. At which point there was a long pause by this pilot. And then he said, I thought you were the flight instructor. You see, sometimes we make assumptions, even in danger or in fear. We need to listen for God's message in our life. The problem is often that people seek the counsel of others rather than listening to God. Do you find yourself doing that sometimes? In the text here, in verse 10 now, we join back in this text. And the scripture says, again the Lord spoke to Achaz. Again he spoke to him. We need to listen. And he offers him a sign. In verse 11 he says, ask a sign of the Lord your God. Go ahead. Can you imagine the sovereign creator of the universe coming to you in your time of danger and fear and say, go ahead, ask for a sign. Make it as crazy as you want it to be. As high as heaven or as the depths of death. Go ahead. Ask. In those times of fear, each of us, in the times of the known, we just simply need to ask. We need to ask God. And it's okay to ask God for a sign. Many of us need to ask as well as listen. And that's what God tells him. Go ahead, Achaz. Go ahead. Ask. But what is his response? He says, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. Why? Well, he understood from the law in Deuteronomy 6:16, do not put the Lord your God to the test. But he's not being pious. He's not being religious. He's trying to avoid God. He doesn't want to ask for a sign because he's afraid what God's going to tell him. Because he knows what the answer is. Trust him. God had already spoke to him and he said, this will not stand. This will not pass. And so Achaz has to understand that as he comes to this rock at a hard place, what's he going to do? Where is he going to place his faith? And God says, go ahead. I'm going to give you a sign. Just ask. Many of us in our lives today, when you hear God speak, when you believe God's speaking, we need to ask. And we need to listen. Each of us need to ask God in these times in our lives. God is speaking to you about something. Be willing to ask him to reveal his message to you further. And if you feel that it's too hard for you, that it's not hearing from God, then start looking for God in your life. Each of us need to understand that God is a God that still speaks. And he speaks to us in many ways. In some ways that we just can't hear, but we can see and how he's moving in our lives. The second thing on my outline today I want us to look at is to look for God's message in your life. Look for God's message. Where do you see God today in your life? Where do you see God actively involving a part of your life? Is it your family? Is it your extended family? Is it your neighbors? Is it the workplace? Jesus said that my Father is always working. He's always working around us. We just need to see where he's at. And more often than not, he's closer than you think. So we need to look for God's message in our life. Maybe it's a circumstance. Maybe it's his word. Maybe you look for him in your prayer or in circumstances or other believers in the body of Christ. God continues to speak today, and he's probably speaking to you right now. Where's God speaking to you right now? Are you listening? Are you looking? Where in your life is God revealing himself to you and to let you know that he is with you? That's what he wanted for Achaz to understand. Even when he was living a sinful life and leading a nation, God still offered a sign to him as this amazing promise and a pledge of protection. God promised to Achaz that his need did not need to be in fear of the consequences or fear of what appeared to be imminent danger. Not to trust in the Syrians or the nation of northern Israel, but to trust him. He offers him the promise of a son, which is from the Davidic covenant, This also meant that God was keeping his covenant with David. Why is this important? Why is this important so much that we go back and we look at the prophecy of Isaiah, of the sign of Emmanuel, that God is with us? Well, you see, in prophecy, we see the fulfillment. You see, there's a lot of people in this world today that want to reject the virgin birth of Christ. And so what happens is that as you begin to take Scripture apart, as you begin to deconstruct Scripture, what you find is that you begin to deconstruct your faith. And that's what happens when we reject the virgin birth. And so prophecy was fulfilled in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, look, lo, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. So God was with Achaz. God's with us today. You're probably not facing an army of 100 or 200,000 coming at you, but you're facing your own armies and the problems of your lives and the difficulties of lives and the stress and the toil and the fears that are coming at you every day. But what we need to understand is that no matter what, God is with us, and he has given us this promise, and he has given us this promise and his son, Jesus Christ. But God offered this sign to Achaz, and he gives us signs today. Look in your lives. Look in your past where God has been working or where he is working today. The problem is that God's working, but we don't always see it, do we? Randy Reed was a construction worker in 1985 outside Chicago. Randy Reed was working on a water tower on scaffolding about 110 feet tall. And when he was up there, he was chained to the scaffolding and to the water tower with a safety harness. But because his safety harness was so restricted, he couldn't reach all of his equipment. So he had to unbuckle his safety harness to get to his equipment. And when he did that, he lost his balance and he fell 110 feet to the ground. And he fell in a pile of dirt right next to a bunch of construction debris and bricks and blocks. And he just narrowly missed that. He fell from 110 feet down into this dirt. And when everyone started to arrive to rescue him to see what was going on, they found him moving and talking and mumbling about his back was hurting him. And when the paramedics got there, they looked him over, and he had survived the fall. But when the paramedics picked Randy Reed up, they put him on a stretcher, and they lifted him up 3 feet off the ground. Well, Randy Reed may have lost his balance, but he didn't lose his humor. And he said, when they picked him up, "Don't drop me." You see, Randy Reed had forgotten. He was looking at the 3 foot fall and had forgotten about the 110 foot fall. And each of us need to understand that God is with us in the times when it looks like we're facing a 110 foot fall. That's what he wants us to understand, that God is with us. God's with us. The third thing I want us to see today is to trust in God's message. Verse 14, the text says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." God with us. Verse 15, "He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted." Achaz was facing these two kings that were plotting against him. They were, in fact, the prophet had told them. In verse 1, Isaiah 1, it says, 7, in verse 1, it says, in the days Achaz and the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, the king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to wage war against it, but could not yet mount an attack against it. He was facing this attack, and the Lord told him that before this child is old enough, these things that you fear are going to be gone. I'm going to take care of that. And so each of us need to understand that we need to trust in God's message in our life. He already told him not to fear in verse 4. He told him that the imminent threat would not stand in verse 7. And the land in Judah was soon to become a desolate place and found wanting for the normalcy of food. And before the child is born, Achaz's enemies are destroyed, which meant God was faithful. And because God was with him and gave him the sign, God has given us the sign and his son Jesus Christ. That's Christmas. That's what Christmas is. That's the promise, the hope that we have in Christ that's been given to us. Emmanuel. You sang about it this morning. God is with us. And so we need to be reminded, we need to be listening, we need to be looking. We need to be trusting. There's a little boy at home, and one night in the bad storm was coming upon their house, and lightning and thunder and pounding rain. And this little boy was scared, so he ran into his parents' room and he said, "Mom and Dad, I'm scared." And Mom said, "It's okay, son. It's okay. Jesus is in there with you." He said, "Mom, I'm scared. I'm really, really scared." And he said, "Honey, Jesus is with you." To which the boy replied, and in his anger, he said, "I know, but I need something with some skin on it." Jesus is skin. God humbled himself and he came down from heaven. And he humbled himself as a man in the form of a baby. And he came to take our sins from each of us. We have the picture of who Jesus really is, and that he's with us. God was faithful in Achaz's life. He just wanted Achaz to trust him. He wanted him to recognize that not only could he trust him, but he offered him a sign. God offers each of us a sign, and he wants each of us to understand that he is with us in his son Christ. That's why he came here for us, to be with us. The good news is that we don't have to just listen and look for a sign. We already have the sign. The sign became incarnate, became flesh, and dwelt among us in Christ. He's already come, and that's why we need to celebrate the birth of our Lord in Jesus Christ. We are reminded that God is already with us. And God told Achaz that he could rest assured that he was with him. He was telling him he didn't have to live in fear. We don't have to live in fear either. Each of us needs to understand. God wants us to know that he has sent his son for us as the assurance that he is with us. But each of us today don't always make that choice. Each of us today understands that it's difficult. And what happens is that sometimes we understand, just like Achaz, he didn't want to ask for the sign because he knew that God was going to tell him to trust him. And that's the gap that we face sometimes. That is the gap we're at, that we just don't feel like it, where we're just not feeling God. And we live in a society today that tells us that if you want to see something, if you want to really experience something, you have to feel it. And so Achaz denies responding to God, and in his rebellion, And God was still faithful to him. And he showed him his faithfulness. But God has come to us through his Son in Christ. This Christmas needs to be a time of joy and of peace and knowing that God is with us. Ask God to remove all fear from your life and trust him. This Christmas may be like a time of celebration and joy and peace, and rightfully so because we have hope. But when we walk out today, we'll still experience the difficulties and the stress that each of us has in our life. But the good news is that God has already given us his hope. He's already given us his Son Christ. But some people don't always want to receive that. There's a story that happened in Columbus, Ohio, not too long ago. True story. There was a safety officer in a downtown parking lot near a sewer drain. And he heard this chirping sound. And when he walked over it, he found this little family of ducklings stuck in this sewer drain. They fell through the grate because they're so small, and the sewer grate is just so wide, and they fell through. But by the sewer grate was the duck, the mama duck, that was quacking, quack, 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 quack. She's going back and forth, back and forth, and she can't get down the sewer grate, but all she could do is see her babies down there. So the safety officer had called a police officer, and the police officer said he was an animal lover, so he had no choice. So they ripped apart the sewer grate, and they went in, they picked up these little ducklings one by one. And they took the ducklings out one by one, and they gave it to the mama duck one by one. And as the police officer was reaching in there, each time he went in to reach for the duckling would run away. And so he was there for about some 90 minutes. And he finally could reach to one, and he could get one, and he could bring it up to the mama duck. And then he would have to gently try to get the next little duckling and get it and bring it up to the mama duck. But under that sewer grate, there was a sewer line under the road. And so the safety officer had asked the police officer, he said, "Did you get them all?" He said, "I got them all. But one. There's one little duck I couldn't save. And you see, I bent down, I reached to it, but I just couldn't get that little duckling." That's what Jesus did. He came down from heaven and humbled himself as a man to reach down in this world and grab us. But not everybody will come to him. But his desire is for all of us to come to him. And that's what he has done through his Son, Jesus Christ. That is the hope that we have, and that is the sign that Christ is for us, that God has given us, Emmanuel, God with us. And the difference is have we decided to come to him? His hand extends down. Max Lucado said, the pastor, the writer said, if there's 1,000 steps between you and Christ, he'll take them all. He'll take 999 except one. And that's the step that you have to make to Christ. God made this promise to Achaz, and he made this promise to us, and he has given us his promise in Christ, the sign of Emmanuel, God with us. Will you join me in prayer?